In the scripture, we're going to read Chinese only. You could have your Bible. And then the English, we're going to read along the sermon. So.
我们今天经文, 然后我们只是用中文来念。
Okay, we're going to read together.
我们一起来念。
1, 2, 3。一起。我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。 现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子；你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。 人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也已是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里。 你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。我叫你们的喜乐可以满足。Thank you. Please be seated.
好，请坐。
This passage is kind of long.
有点长哈，这个经文。
We're going to learn something about this, and there's been some burden in my heart that I would want to share this with you.
Yeah, 我是非常愿意，心里非常想要，迫切与各位分享这段经文。
Before I go ahead, in the sermon, in the latter part of the sermon, I would mention a name country.
在这个讲到的后面一点，我会提到一个国家的名字。
这个 named country, I'm not going to say it while in the sermon.
这是一个无名的这个国家名字，我会提到的。
Because the sermon is on the internet,
因为,
it's going to be on the internet.
因为我今天讲到的内容会破在这个网站上面，所以我就不讲这个国家的名字。
Because I go to the country many times a year, so I don't want to be.
因为我来来去去。 很多次到那个国家，我就不想提这个名字。
You should know what which country.
因为你们大家都心里心知肚明了，所以不用再提了。大家都知道。Thank
you.
谢谢。
Let's think about one question.
我们来想一想一个问题。When
people are getting older and approaching the end of their lives.
当我们越来越老的时候，然后已经接近到一个人生的最后的阶段的时候，
What would most people wish or want to do?
大部分人就希望想要什么，或者是想要做什么。
There are two common answers. If somebody's getting older, they want to do something. There are two common answers.
所以当人垂垂老去的时候，一般有两个最普通的答案。
The first one was many people would wish to continue to have good health.
很多人就是希望继续能够享受一个健康。The
second one is most people want to share good things with the families.
那另外一个就是很多人愿意跟家人分享他们认为非常宝贵的东西。That's
like passing on legacy to the heirs.
就好像把这个好的东西传给，传给儿孙。Those
two are two common things.
这是最常见的两种希望心愿。What
would you want to do if you are at this stage of the life?
如果您是在生命的已经快要完结束的时候，你会有什么样的愿望，什么样的想做的事情呢？
Besides continue to have good health,
除了继续享受这个健康的身体以外，
What would you wish or want to do?
那你希望或者你想做什么？
Most wealthy people would find an estate planning attorney and try to draw up a living trust or will.
如果是您是比较有家产、资产丰盛的人的话，你会想要找一个好的律师给你写一个遗嘱或者做一个信托。
And they want to pass on their wealth to the kids.
希望把这个财富能够传给儿孙。
Besides money and properties, what other things would you want to pass on to your kids?
除了金钱跟不动产以外，你还想要给你儿孙传给什么东西呢？
Would you want to spend more time with your family?
希望与家人能够有更多的时间共处吗？
Or would you want to travel to places you've never been before?
我是到你的梦想的一辈子的地方去旅游呢？
Or you want to share good advice to your children?
或者是把你人生的淬炼出来的宝贵的经验与你的儿孙分享呢？
Jesus knew he was going to die and be condemned to death, even though he was innocent.
所以耶稣知道，虽然他是一个无辜的、没有罪的，但是他即将要被人破坏，然后上十字架。
While he was having the Last Supper,
当他在与门徒在享用这个最后的晚餐的时候
，In John chapter 13, he was still teaching them.
所以我们看到，在约翰福音十三章的时候，他还在继续的在教导门徒。
And Jesus got up and washed the feet.
所以耶稣站起身来，就开始给门徒洗脚。
In chapter 14,
在第十四章
，Jesus told his disciples the Holy Spirit will come.
耶稣就告诉门徒说，保惠师将要降临。
In verses 16 and 17,
在16跟17节的时候
，It says, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that you may be with." That he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you.
我要求父上帝赐一位保惠师给你们，就是真理的灵。他要永远与你们同在。世人不接受他。因为他们看不见他，也不认识他，但你们却要认识，却认识他，因他常与你们同在，并且住在你们里面。
Then Jesus promises his disciple.
耶稣继续的答应应许门徒们。
In verses 25-26, it says, "These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send." In my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance of all that I have said to you.
所以在25跟26节，耶稣继续说，我趁着还与你们同一起在一起的时候，便把这些事情都告诉你们了。但保惠师就是父上帝因我的缘故所要差来的圣灵，会把一切的事情以及我对你们所说过的话教导你们，提醒你们。
Beginning chapter 15.
十五章开始的时候
，Jesus tells this parable, the true vine and the branches.
耶稣就讲了一个所谓真葡萄树与枝子的一个比喻。
Instead of using this as my title, I have a different title, a true disciple of Jesus.
我把它改成另外一个题目，就是耶稣的真门徒。
Here's the outline.
耶稣的真门徒。
A true disciple of Jesus is already clean.
所以耶稣的真的门徒他是已经干净了。
In verses 1 to 3,
我们看到
We're going to read it now.
In English.
I'm going to read it. I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit.He takes away and every branch that bears fruit. He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
Okay. 已经洁净了。
Okay. You're not going to read it?
You want me to read it as well? Sorry. Okay. I thought you read it. Okay. 我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。 现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
So we look at the first point, a true disciple of Jesus is already clean.
我们看到耶稣的真门徒是已经干净了。
And Jesus is the true vine, and the Father is the wine dresser.
所以耶稣是这个真葡萄树，父是这个栽培的人。
The wine dresser takes away the branches that bear no fruit.
然后栽培的人，父这个栽培的人就把不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
所以凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Jesus' disciples are already clean because the word that Jesus has spoken to them.
所以耶稣的门徒是已经干净了，因为耶稣讲给他们的道，所以他们已经干净了。
So here we wonder, is Judas included in there?
所以有人也许会想说，哦，那这个卖主的犹大是不是也在这里呢？
In chapter 13, when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, Judas still there.
所以我们看到十三章，当耶稣在给门徒洗脚的时候，犹大还在那儿。
But at the end of chapter 13, verse 30, Judas left.
到了十三章的尾结尾的地方，第三十节的时候，犹大就已经出去了。
And actually, when you look at chapter 13, verses 10 to 11, there's an incident about Peter wanted to not.Didn't want Jesus to wash the feet, but Jesus says, "You have no business with you, with me."
Okay, when 十三章有一个插曲，就是在十一到十三，是吧 ？11 to 13, 彼得就阻止耶稣说：“哦，主啊，你不可以洗我们的脚。
”But and Peter said, "Just wash everything, wash the whole body."
然后当耶稣解释，他说：“哦，那我全部都要洗。
”But there's in verses 10 and 11, it says.Not all the disciples are clean because Judas isn't there.
Oh, okay. So, 在十到十一时候讲说，不是所有的门徒都是干净的，因为犹大在那里。
In chapter 13, it mentions that Judas is not clean.
So, 在十三章的时候就提到了犹大，因为犹大他是不洁净的。
So, in chapter 15, verse 3, Jesus says, "Because you are clean, because the word that I spoken to you."
但是在十五章的时候，因为犹大已经走了，所以耶稣说，因为我给你们讲的道，你们就都干净了。
So the first point, a true disciple of Jesus is already clean.
所以第一个要件就是耶稣的门徒必须是已经洁净了，已经干净了。
The second point is a true disciple of Jesus is bearing fruits.
然后耶稣的真门徒是必须要结果子的。
Let's read the passage.
我们一起来念一下。
Abide in me, that I am in
you.
Let me read it.
All right, you first. Okay.
Yeah, let me. I don't want to help.
All right, okay.
All kinds of. Yeah, I get confused easy. So.
Me too.
Let me read. Abide in me, that I am you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine.So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, that I am in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them.them into the fire, and they are burned.
好，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子了，因为离了我，你们就不能够做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
So a true disciple of Jesus bear fruits.
所以耶稣的真门徒 是必会结果子的。
Abiding in Jesus, and He abides in you. For a branch cannot bear fruit unless it abides in Jesus.
要藏在耶稣里面，耶稣也藏在你们里面。就是若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
What does bearing fruit mean?
所以结果子到底是什么意思呢？
Bearing fruit in this passage it appears six times.
所以在这段经文里面，结果子出现了有六次之多。
It says bear fruit, bear more fruits, and bear much fruit.
所以他讲的是结果子，结多的果子，然后是结更多的果子。
Just the word bear fruit is more like a demand or requirement of bearing fruit.
所以我们光就结果子这句来说，它是一种命令，是一种嘱咐。
It's an affirmation of bearing fruit.
就是要必须要确定你们能够结果子。
Bearing more fruits means a bearing of a higher quantity of fruit.
那结果子更多是量上面的，你能够多多的多结果子，是数量上面的。
Bearing much fruit means bearing higher quantity of fruits continuously.
那结更多的果是讲到所谓质方面的，就是能够继续不断的一直生产出一种高品质的果子。
Just remember, a true disciple of Jesus is bearing fruit.
我们要记得，就是耶稣的真门徒是一定要结果子的。
Bearing more fruit.
要多 结果子更多
bring much fruit
然后更多结果子
those are progression
这是一段一山 更有一山高的继续
but the minimum requirement is bear fruit
但是最基本的要求你是要结果子
next one abiding in Jesus he abides in you for a branch cannot bear fruit unless it abides on Jesus what does abiding mean?
所以结果藏在是什么意思？自己讲说要藏在耶稣里面，耶稣也藏在你里面。里面枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。所以这里所谓的藏在是什么意思
？So abide it appears in a total of 10 times in English Bible.
所以在英文圣经里，这个藏在这个字出现了有十次之多。
In a Chinese Union Bible, it appears 11 times.
那中文的和合本里面出现了有十一次之多。
Do you see the order of binding in the passage?
所以你们看到这个结果是它的次序，它是一个前后次序的。
In verse 5, and you see it, he who abides in me, I am in him.
所以在我们看到第五节的时候，神谁在我的存在在我里面呢？我就在他里面。
Those who abide in Jesus and Jesus abide in him.
所以说我们如果藏在耶稣里，耶稣就藏在我们里面。
You see the order?
你看到前后的次序了吗？
The disciple abides in Jesus and Jesus abides in him.
先是门徒要藏在耶稣里面，耶稣就会藏在他里面。
That gives you an idea when we want Jesus, know Jesus, and then we have to abide in him first.
所以告诉我们说，当我们所谓的要认识耶稣基督的时候，表示说我们要先藏在他里面。
The next one is the consequences of not abiding in Jesus.
接着讲到说，不藏在耶稣里，结果子的后果。
Can do nothing.
你就什么都不能做，做不了什么。
That means bear no fruit.
就是没有不能结果子。
When we are not abiding in Jesus.
当我们不藏在耶稣里的时候，我们就没有办法结果子。
Branches dry up and get thrown into fire and burnt.
然后枝子当你枯干的时候，人家捡起来就可以把它丢在火里烧了。
There are three possible meanings with respect to branches got thrown into fire and burnt.
所以这个枝子被丢在火里是焚烧，有三种可能的意思。
The first one, it means believer loses his salvation.
第一个表示信徒失去救恩。
The word salvation actually have three aspects of meaning.
所以我们讲到救恩的时候，其实有三点基要。
And I'm not going to explain that, but I'm going to use that salvation, the word salvation, compared to what eternal life.
我不会这个详细的解说，但是我把用这个救恩来跟这个这个永远的生命来做一个解释。
Everybody has been a Christian for a while should recite John 3:16, no problem.
所以每个人都会做了一段记录，都会背约翰福音第三章十六节。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
And then what? He sent his only begotten son.
Come on.
Who shall ever believe? Shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
So in John, 99% of the time is talking about eternal life.
所以在约翰福音大概有99个百分比都在讲的所谓的永生这件事。
So we believe in Jesus, we receive eternal life.
所以当我们信主以后，我们就得到永生。
Let me ask you a question. When do you receive eternal life?
所以我问一下各位，你什么时候能够得到永生呢？
As soon as you believe in Christ or after you die.
就是你马上信主以后马上呢，还是你等到要你的结束生命的时候以后才是呢？什么时候？信主马上死了以后。
If you think if you don't know and then you die, you find out if you're going to receive eternal life, then you will be a Catholic.
如果你不知道，要等到死了以后才知道的话，那就是啊，有点那个危险啊。
So my question is for you: if you believe that as soon as you believe in Christ, trusting Christ, you receive eternal life.
所以你应该
Then my ask one question: if eternal life is eternal, you receive immediately. How can you use something that is? How can you lose something that is eternal?
所以，当我们相信主，马上就得到永生的话，那既然这个永生是一个永生的话，那你怎么可能会失去这个救恩呢？不可能的。
It's a contradiction if you can use, if you receive eternal life and then you can lose it, only a few days after because you did something wrong.
如果你在接到神的救恩以后，然后得了永生，又过了几天，因为做了错事，你就失去这个永生，那这是相互矛盾的一件事情。
So this is a theological debate among Calvinism and Arminianism.
这是加尔文派跟这个另外一个叫什么派的？
阿米尼派。
阿米尼派的一直在辩论不休的一个问题。
You can study that in Sunday school if you have a chance.
That's too long.
麦兰，你 here because
没完没了的。Believe me.
But you can see all these points when you study Sunday school, and then
you
see,
辨
what is 5-point Calvinism and all
that.
But we're not going to debate. I'm going to use that word eternal life.
So 我不要在这里辩论这个问题。
Because they use the word salvation, the debate. But the salvation meaning has three aspects of meaning. Also, you can learn it in Sunday school. Somebody can teach you.
Not my Sunday school.
Oh, not Sunday. Oh, not you. Okay.
No.
Because I teach at a Sunday school.
I don't understand.
Okay. So, if salvation means eternal life, this is impossible.
就是永生的话,
this is wrong. Right?
所以,
so, it doesn't mean a believer loses salvation.
So, it's not possible to say, 信徒因为得到救恩以后还会失去永生，但是不。
A second possible meaning a believer loses his rewards.
第二个意思很可能就是说信徒失去他的奖赏。
When he and he faces Christ and account for his stewardship.
如果当他这是面当我们面对基督耶稣的时候，我们就是要面对我们面对神对我们的一些奖赏。
嗯。我交账的时候
要交账的时候，在耶稣面前要
交
账的时候，对，然后
没有奖赏了，
无账可交，那就没有奖赏。
And when you read the context of the passage, it mentioned nothing. It said nothing about anything about reward.
所以你们在看这个十五章的这段经文的时候，完全没有提到什么所谓什么奖赏之类的。
So this is probably not the meaning.
所以很可能不是这个第二个意思。
The third one, it means a professing Christian who does not put his total trust in Christ.
那很可能就是第三样，就是一个自称为自己是基督徒的信徒，他并不完全的信靠耶稣基督。很可能是第三样。 就是第三样。
So this is a Christian that goes to church, attached to the church, but inside, actually, he never believed.
Yeah, 这个基督很可能就是归属这个教会，但是他的心里面、内里面，他并没有完全的信靠耶稣基督。
We just mentioned about Judas.
我们刚提到卖主的那个犹大。
If you go back to John 6, chapter 6,
你们看到约翰福音第六章的时候，
there's a little verse in there that says,Jesus knew Judas never believed from the beginning.
Oh, 有一个很一个经文，耶稣提到说，知道犹大从头就没有真的相信。
So when you come to Christ, even though you don't believe, people will not get you away. You still come as part of the worship assembly.
所以当你是信，当你来教会，即使你不是完全的信靠。但是人们还是欢迎你来教会参加去敬拜的，不会有说阻拦你不让你来。
So three possible meaning when you look at it is mainly is the third one.
所以当你看这三样的解释的话，很可能我想很确定的就是说，应该是属于第三样的解释。
The branch attached to the vine but no fruit, and the vine dresser would cut it off and burn it.
所以当这个枝子结在这个葡萄树上，但它又不结果子。很自然就会被人家修剪，被人家丢弃了。
A true disciple of Jesus is what? Already clean.
Okay, 我们再复习一下。所以耶稣的真门徒，第一个是已经洁净了，已经干净了。
Is also bearing fruits.
第二是他是结果子的。
The third one, a living proof.
然后是有生命的确据。
Let's read the passage.
我们再看一下这段经文十五章。
If you abide in me and my words.Abide in you, and ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
Look at his passage. A living proof. A true disciple of Jesus is a living proof.
So, 耶稣的真门徒应该是一个有生命的确据。
It says about Jesus' words abide in you.
讲到耶稣的话藏在你里面。
But before that, you abide in Jesus first.
但在这之前是你要藏在耶稣，先藏在耶稣里面。
Then Jesus' word abide in you.
然后耶稣的话就藏在你里面，是这样一个次序。
Then whatever you wish, it will be done for you.
然后凡你所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
That means your prayer is answered.
所以你的祷告就得到神的应许。
Sounds very difficult.
听起来好像有点困难，是吧？
We go on.
我们继续看。
And then the Father is glorified.
然后父就因此得到荣耀。
And you bear much fruit.
然后你们就会多结果子。
You prove to be Jesus' disciple.
然后你就确据证明是我的门徒了。
So when you look at verses 7 and 8, it tells you five things.
所以我们看到这个七到八节的时候，讲到五样事情。
A true disciple of Jesus would be a living proof that he abides in Jesus. Jesus' word abides in him.
所以耶稣的真门徒，我们看到有生命确据里面五样东西。第一个就是耶稣的话藏在他里面，你里面。
Whatever you wish, it will be done for you.
凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
The Father is glorified.
然后父就因此得到荣耀。
You bear much fruit.
你们就多结果子。
You prove to be Jesus' disciple.
你们就证明是我的门徒了。五样事情。
What does he mean by fruits?
我们接着要问的话，那果子是什么意思呢？果子是什么呢？
The first one is fruit of repentance.
我第一个果子是悔改的果子。
So if you believe in Christ, then it would automatically manifest in you that you would repent what you did.
所以很自然的就要彰显在你身上，就说你是有悔改的心。
Changes in you would be progressively and either immediately or progressively take effect.
然后你的改变或者是马上，或者是循序渐进的。
But a fellow member of my fellowship, the fellowship in my home, 10 years ago, he came to the fellowship. He kind of shared something with us.
所以十年前有一个人来到我的家里的这个小组查经。
He said, why are so many Christians doing bad things, even worse than non-Christians?
他问我一个问题，他说为什么我观察了很多基督徒，所谓的基督徒，他们的所言所行比非基督徒还要糟呢？
He was in the real estate business.
因为他是一个房产的经纪人。
Next one, fruits could be meaning fruits of the spirit.
所以另外一个果子可以说 是圣灵的果子。
If you read Galatians, it tells you there are 9 different tastes of the fruit of the Spirit.
所以你读加拉太书告诉我们这 属灵的果子有九种不同的滋味。
Why is it 9 tastes, but there's also only one fruit, because it's the word fruit is singular.
Yeah, 这里讲的果子是一个是单数的，所以是一个圣灵的果子，但是有不同的味道。
This is basically talking about a Christian having a change of character.
讲到一个基督徒他生命的性格的改换改变。
If you have a change of character, it should be balanced.
Yeah, 所以你的性格你的应该是一个很平衡的。
So if the fruit of the Spirit is in you, then you would have a balanced change of all these 9 things.
所以当你受到圣灵的感动是的时候 你的改变应该是一个非常包括这九种的一个非常平衡的一种改变。
The third one, fruit of sanctification.
那第三种是所谓成圣的果子。
After you become a Christian, your world view of the whole world has changed.
当你成为基督徒了，你整个的世界观应该是完全改变的。
Your value system also change.
你的价值观是不一样了。
So you become a better person according to the word of God.
所以根据神的话语来说，你是一个更好的人。
This is the fruit of sanctification.
这是成圣的果子。
The fourth one is fruit of the gospel.
然后第四个是所谓福音的果子。
This is the question that you become a Christian, do you have the desire to lead somebody to Christ?
所以当你成为基督徒，你有没有这种迫切的热情要领人归主呢？
When was the last time you tried to lead somebody to Christ?
你上一次有带人归主是什么时候呢？
Do you have the desire to do that?
你有这个意愿要去做吗？
You may say, I don't know how.
也许你会说我不知道怎么传呢。
But if there is a class that teach you how to do personal evangelism, would you want to join?
如果有个这样的一个训练班，就是个人传道训练班，你会愿意去参加吗？
The fifth one, fruit of good works.
第五个果子是善事的果子。
So in general, you would do good works according to the word of God.
所以你会遵照神的话语去做所谓的善事。
The sixth one is a fruit of righteousness.
第六个是所谓公义的果子。
So,What a righteous in the eyes of God, then you would be righteous as.
所以什么是对神来说是公义的话，你就会去照着去做。
Speaking of bearing fruit, knowing what fruits are doesn't mean knowing how to bear fruit.
但是当你知道什么是果子以后，并不表示就是说你就知道怎么去结果子。
Let's look at this passage in 1 Corinthians 1:30. It says, but.By his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
我们看到哥林多前书一章三十节讲到，就是说，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的看不到智慧、公义、 圣洁。
救赎。
Thank you.
It is only through Christ Jesus can we bear fruit.
所以要我们只有通过耶稣基督，我们才能够结出果子。
Let's look at this again. A true disciple of Jesus is already clean.
我们再来复习一下，耶稣的真门徒第一样是他已经干净了。
He is bearing fruit.
第二个，他是结果子的。
A true disciple of Jesus is a living proof.
然后他也是个有生命的确据确证。
Fourth one, living in a joyful life in God's love.
第四样是在神爱中喜乐生活。
Let's read this together in that meeting.
我们一起念好吧，大家一起念好不好？英文、中文一起哈，一二三 ，Go。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。你们要常在我的灵里。若你们遵守我的命令，就常在我的里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。好。
So we look at a true disciple.Of Jesus is living a joyful life in God's love.
所以你是耶稣的真门徒的时候，你就会在神爱中喜乐的生活。
A abiding in Jesus' love as Father loves Jesus.
第一样，常在耶稣的爱里，象征天父爱耶稣一样。
B keeping Jesus' commandments as a mean by which you abide in His love.And does Jesus abide in the Father's love?
所遵守耶稣的命令，就藏在耶稣的爱里，正如耶稣遵守了父的命令，藏在他的爱里。
Third one, having Jesus' joy in you and be made full.
第三样就是好叫耶稣的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
How do we become a true disciple of Jesus?
所以我们如何成为一个耶稣的真门徒呢？
We must rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要靠圣灵的引导。
Jesus says in John 16:25-26.
耶稣在约翰福音十六章25:26.
These things I've spoken to you while abiding with me. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring into your remembrance all that I have said to you. It's the same as the first one, the pet.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
It's not that one.
Okay, which one?
The first page.
Okay, first page. Okay, go ahead. Back to first page. 我要求父上帝赐一位保惠师给你们，就是真理的灵，他要永远和你们同在。世人不接受他，因为他们看不见他，也不认识他，但你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，并且住在你们里面。Continue.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's this one. You read that one, right?
No, I read this one.
Okay, and John 16:6, Jesus says, and he, when he comes, that means the Holy Spirit, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
Okay, sorry. Okay, 另外好 so, okay. Okay, 他来了就要在罪、在义、在审判各方面指证世人的罪。Okay, 这是约翰福音十六章。Okay.
So we need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要圣灵的引领。
The guidance of Spirit, Holy Spirit, is not trying to doing so hard and acting good.
所以圣灵的引导不是就是努力去做好事或者是做善事。
It is a progressive lifestyle change through the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是通过圣灵的工作而进步的生活方式的一种改变。
Believing in Jesus, that means Christianity is not
okay.
Do this, do that.
所以信靠神当个基督徒，不是就是说做这个，或者不做这个。
Don't.
Yeah, 也不是不做这个。 做这个。
Yeah, Christianity is not
不是那一套东西。
Believing in Jesus is done.
Okay, 信靠耶稣是耶稣已经成就了，完成了。
If you don't understand this, that means you still need to learn why believing in Christ is done.
如果你还不太明白的话，你必须要真正明白所谓的为什么信主，就表示说已经完成了 is done, 已经完成了。
True, Jesus' true disciple rely on the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以耶稣的真门徒是依靠圣灵的指引。
Jesus died and resurrected from the dead.
耶稣死在十字架上又复活了。
He had done everything to save us from condemnation.
他所有做的一切的让我们能够免除罪的。
He took the punishment on our behalf.
然后为了我们受到这些刑罚。
All we need to do is to repent from our sins and put our total trust in him.
我们所要做的就是能够认罪悔改，然后能够信靠顺服。
Jesus' true disciples rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督的真门徒是靠着圣灵的指引。
Let's look at the review. This true disciple is of Jesus is already clean.
所以我们再来复习一下，耶稣的真门徒是第一是已经干净了。
A true disciple of Jesus is bearing fruits.
第二个，他是结果子的。
A true disciple of Jesus is a living proof.
是有生命的确据的。
A true disciple of Jesus is living a joyful life in God's love.
在神爱中喜乐的生活。
Let's look at this again, a living proof. When we look at living proof, say true disciple, living proof of Jesus' word abides in you.
所以有这个
A true disciple of Jesus is whatever you wish, it will be done for you. The Father is glorified. You bear much fruit. You prove to be Jesus' disciple.
Sorry.
Application.
好，我们讲到生活的应用。
How many times do you pray a day?
你们每天祷告几次呢？
Do you pray constantly and continuously?
不断的继续的祷告吗？
In 2 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing.
天上路人家后世讲的说，不止息的祷告，不断的祷告。
What do you pray about?
那你祷告了些什么事情呢? 你为何事祷告呢?
Besides Thanksgiving before your meal.
除了在感恩, 吃饭以前感恩祷告以外, 你还祷告了什么呢?
How many of your prayers has been specifically and definitely answered?
你所祷告的有哪些是得到真的应许呢?
Many years ago, one Wednesday night,
很久以前在一个礼拜三的晚上
I went to a prayer group meeting.
我到了一个 祷告会。
It was a church prayer meeting and they were praying about a lot of things. Among all these things, they were praying about hiring a senior pastor.
所以他们祷告了很多事情, 其中包括为了这个主任牧师, 聘请一个主任牧师来祷告。
In my prayer group, one of the senior members was fervently praying for God's sending a pastor.
我的祷告小组里面有一位 年长的弟兄, 就是非常迫切地为这件事情祷告。
He asked God specifically that the pastor to be suitable for our church.
他特别祷告说, 希望神能够派遣一位合适
I was wondering what he meant by suitable for our church.
所以我就想，什么叫做适合我们教会的牧师呢？这什么意思呢？
In the past 15 years,
过去的十五年中,
I have met many single Christians.
我遇到很多单身的基督徒的弟兄姐妹们。
They might be in their 30s, 40s, in their 50s.
他们有的是30岁、40岁或是50岁。
I notice them when I share with them that they seldom pray for the marriage partner.
我就注意到他们很少为自己的婚姻来祷告。
If they ever pray,
如果他们即使是为这个婚姻祷告的话,
they would ask God to send them a maid that would be suitable for me.
他们会祷告说求神赐为一个适合我的伴侣。
Why were they praying, why were these prayers not answered by God?
那这些祷告为什么神没有应允呢?
Does God know which pastor is suitable for that church?
难道神不知道哪一个教会是适合某一个教堂的呢?
Or does God know which maid is suitable for a particular person?
难道神不知道哪一个人是适合某一个人吗?
Of course, God knows.
当然了，神当然知道。
Suitability from a human point of view does not mean the best for that person from God's point of view.
所以人所谓的适合在神看来并不是最好的。
God knows the kind of pastor which is the best for his church.
神知道怎样的牧师是最合适他的教会。
God knows what kind of person which is the best for each person.
神也知道哪些人是最合适某一个人。
When we pray, why are we asking best according to our desire?
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们为什么从我们照着我们自己的意愿来祷告所谓最合适的？
Why not praying for the best from God?
为什么不祷告说神看为最好的？
In this passage, particularly in verse 7,
这段经文里特别是第七节，
Jesus says, if you abide in me,And my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
耶稣特别提到说，你若藏在我里面的话，我的话也藏在这里面。然后你们所乐意的，都会给你们应允。
Once again, look at the order of abiding.
我们来看一下这个藏在的这个次序。
The first key is it starts with us abiding in Jesus first.
所以第一样是我们要先藏在耶稣基督里。
The second, his words abide in us, Jesus' word abides in us, so that we ask whatever we wish, it will be done.
所以然后耶稣基督才会藏在我们里面，耶稣的话藏在我们里面，这样我们所祈求的才会得到应许。
If we seldom or ever abide in Jesus,
如果我们很少或者从来没有常存在耶稣里，
What we ask in our prayers would not be Jesus.
我们所要求的、所祷告的是不会得应允的。
So our prayer would not be answered. It's not from Jesus' word.
Yeah, 所以这个因为这不是从耶稣的话语里面出来的。
Do you want your prayer to be answered by God?
你希望你的祷告能够得到神的应允吗？
Are you willing to accept what is best for you from God?
你愿意接受从神那里看来是对你是最好的吗？
About 5 years ago in January 2015,
在2013年有一次
my wife and I
1月
my wife and I retired from work and then we were looking for full time ministry.
我妻子跟我都已经全职的退休了，我们在寻找全时间侍奉神的机会。
We follow a pastor to Hangzhou.
我们跟了随着一个牧师到了杭州。
We had a retreat among the pastors.
然后在牧师群里面有个退休会。
One of the session was what the pastor calls a let go prayer.
有一段就是所谓的祷告的时间是所谓的能够放手。
放手祷告。
Yeah, 放手，丢下一些事情。
So the pastor asked us if we think about things that we have in our hands that we probably need to let go.
所以牧师就叫我们替我们手上抓的一些事情的时候，也许我们需要祷告说让我们能够放掉。
He gave us an hour.
他给我们一个小时去祷告。
So we were thinking, praying, asking, waiting, and meditating.
所以我们在思想，在祷告，然后在默想，然后等待神的那个。
At the time, I have two things in my hand. both of them are full.
那个时候我一个手左右手各抓一样事情，满满的。
And actually, I wanted to give all these to Jesus.
我事实上我是愿意把每一个手上双手所抓的事情都能够献给神。
On one hand, I have 30 years of accounting and financial experience.
一手是我三十年在会计跟财务上的经验。
I want to serve God through these things that He has given me.
Yeah, 如果可能的话，我愿意通过这个道路来侍奉神。
In my other hand, I have just received my second theological pastor degree, theological degree from seminary.
所以另外一手是我已经刚刚得到我第二个神学院的学位。
So I also want to serve God in Christian apologetics and philosophy.
所以我愿意通过这个护教学跟这个哲学是吧？哲学来侍奉神。
So I have these two things.
所以我有这两手各抓一样东西。
In that 1 hour, when I was waiting,
在这个一小时我祷告的时候，我就在等待。
My mind has changed.
我的心意就改变了。
So at the end of it, I made a prayer, my let go prayer.
所以一小时之后，我就做了一个所谓的放手的祷告。
I asked God to take all these two away from me.
我求神把这两样东西都把我拿掉。
Whatever He wants to lead me to go, and I'll go.
他如何的带领我到什么地方，我就去。
Even though these two things in my hand will never come back to me, it's okay.
即使这两样东西我要永远的放弃，我也可以。
That was the prayer I made.
这就是我所做的一个祷告。
Fast forward, almost 5 years later.
然后长话短说，五年以后。
It's today.
就是今天。
God has given me opportunity more than 16 times that I have been to a mission trip to the land of unknown or unnamed.
所以神给我的无数有16次的机会可以到一个我现在不具名的一个国家去做传道的工作。
It's more than 16 times in the less than 5 years.
五年之内超过了16次的旅途。
I have been using a language I hardly spoke 5 years ago, but I have taught hundreds of hours and trained hundreds of hours in that language.
我用的一种语言是五年之前根本就是不太会讲的一个语言，然后用这个语言教导的、训练的所花的时间有
几百个小时，
几百个小时，用五年前根本不熟的语言。
I was willing to let go of my desire of those two things.
因为我把我所心里当初想要的那两种东西我都放下了。
I let God lead me to a place I've never been to before.
来引导我到一个前所未到的地方。
Now I'm enjoying God's provision.
我现在是非常的享受神的供应。
God can make things happen you can never imagine.
神所开的道路是你前所未想过的。
Will you want to be the best person that God wants you to be?
你要成为一个神要你成为的一个最好的一个人吗？
When Jesus taught his disciples, he wanted them to be abiding in him and his word abide in them.
所以当耶稣告诉门徒说，你必须要先藏在我里面，然后我的话也会藏在你里面。
Jesus promised to give the disciples whatever they wish.
然后当你们所愿意的、所想要的东西，我就会供应，我就会答应你们。
As they bear much fruit, the Father will be glorified.
所以当他们多结果子的时候，父就会得到荣耀。
Today, the Lord Jesus' word can abide in you if you are willing to first abide in Him.
今天同样的，耶稣基督会藏在你的里面，如果你愿意首先藏在神的里面。
Will you want to abide in Jesus?
你愿意这样找到耶稣基督吗？
All you have to do is to let go of your own desire and let Jesus' word abide in you.
你所要做的就是放手，把你旧的心愿放手，让神能够住进来。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
In the next 30 seconds, I give you an opportunity to pray for yourself.
以下的三十秒钟，我让你有机会为自己祷告。
If the Holy Spirit prompted you to offer yourself and let go something that you always in your hand, and but also God prompts you to let go, and then you want to abide in Jesus.
你可以在这个三十秒钟求神，如果你手里、心里有些你固执的、执着的地方，你愿意放手，然后让神的灵来指引你，你可以为这件事情祷告。